his troubles. My job is to protect him, not to stand by and see him milked. If you want to hire me on that basis, I'll listen.
Oh, I'm so tired. I must trust somebody. What can you do for me, Mr. Spade?
Write me out a check for $1,000. Got a pen? Yeah.
All right.
You see, Nicolaitis figures that if I'm getting a cut, I'll have to keep my mouth shut. I'll spend it all the same.
Here you are.
Thanks. Now, what was the last thing Nicolaitis told you?
That he would pick up the $10,000 here and deliver to you this file in question.
Can you reach him?
Yes.
Call him. Tell him you've seen me. Tell him I won't do that kind of business in my office. Tell him to come to your house. I'll be there.
What if he refuses?
He won't. Tell him I have the whole $10,000.
What time?
How about in an hour?
No, I'm sorry. We'll have to make it around 3 or... Oh, goodness, I'm late now. I really...
That's a beautiful watch, Mr. Denno.
Yes.
Foreign?
Yes.
May I see it?
My watch? Why, really, Mr. Spade, I'm very late. I have so many things to do, and I have to be at the Majestic Theater well before the matinee starts at 2:30.
Are you going to see me at 3 o'clock if you're going to the theater?
Oh, I'm not going to stay for the performance. Well, Mr. Spade, till 3 o'clock then. Oh, my office is in my apartment. The address is here on my card. It's the penthouse.
Penthouse, huh? Okay, doctor, I'll come formal. I'll wear the top to my bathing suit. I left my office around 2:30 and started walking up Nob Hill. The Versailles Apartments, where Denov's place was, took up the whole 300 block, so I didn't have any trouble finding it. I stopped across the street for a minute to get my breath after the uphill climb, mopped my face, and started across. Just as I got to the middle of the street... The crowd was packed in so close around I couldn't see who'd done the Brody, but I had a pretty good idea. The cops had the sidewalk roped off and guards posted at the building entrance. It took me maybe 20 minutes to elbow my way through and show my credentials. Sergeant Levine had the front door, so they let me in. Lieutenant Dundee of Homicide met me at the door of the penthouse.
Hiya, Sam. What do you want?
I want to see Dr. Denov.
The doctor's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
He's my client. They can't do this to me. How?
Hit a Brody out the window. What are you here for?
To see his wife. Okay with you?
Why not? She's inside.
Thanks.
Mr. Stanoff, please. With all due respect for your grief, I must have the keys to the cabinet where Gregory kept his confidential files. You realize that you wished me to take charge of his patients and that I am responsible. All this police and so on. We must get those files out of here as soon as possible. Yes?
My name is Spade.
I am Dr. Zoya. I was poor Dr. Denoff's oldest friend. If there's anything
I'd like to see you, Mrs. Denoff, alone.
But you police have already asked her so many questions. You see, she's not in the...
I'm not with the police. I'm a private detective. I was working for Dr. Denoff.
A private detective?
He was in trouble, you see. You see, Dr. Sawyer, the police won't believe me. Mr. Spade, you'll tell them. You'll tell them he didn't commit suicide.
Well, Mrs. Denoff, I guess that takes care of everything here. It's clearly suicide.
Oh, you idiot. Blind, stupid idiot. Suicide. My husband, he treated suicides. He would never...
No, please. It will be all right, my dear. I'm sorry. She's hysterical.
Yeah.
If I had the time,
Spade,
I would...
Tell them.
Please, Mrs. Denoff. The undertaker has been arranged for a burial at 7 o'clock, Beth Israel Cemetery. Now, please, the key to Gregory's files.
Here, take it and go. Go ahead, all of you.
Okay, we'll call you now.
I'm so sorry, gentlemen. This hysteria is simply traumatic condition. If I only had the time.
Who can I turn to? Who will help me? You think it's pleasant? You think my husband would rest if they said I committed suicide? What shall I do? What shall I do? What shall I do?
Dr. Zoya, I didn't have the time, neither have I. Do you think it's murder? Who do you think killed your husband?
To name someone? That's a very serious charge, Mr. Spade.
Goodbye, Mrs. Denoff.
Constance Brent.
You mean Constance Brent, the actress?
Yes. She was his last patient this morning. She had threatened to kill him before.
How do you know?
My husband said so.
Do you?
Well, he'd written it down on his notes on her case. Once before, she'd almost pushed him from that same window.
How about your husband and Miss Brent?
Oh, I knew she was falling in love with my husband. That always happens. They call it a transference. But in this case...
Your husband told me Miss Brent was acting in a play this afternoon over at the Majestic.
Yes, Midsummer Night's Dream. But she was here. I know she was here.